This episode of the Webcomic Beacon is brought to you by Yosh at YoshSaga.com. What happens when magic returns to Earth? Apparently catgirls, super powerful mages, fox girls, some guys just starts building highly advanced robots and they're all female for some reason. With all that, you'd think a talking penguin would be less surprising. Yosh at YoshSaga.com.
Now broadcasting the Webcomic Beacon.
Welcome to episode 75 of the Webcomic Beacon here at webcomicbeacon.com, and we are hosted on the Rampage Network, a webcomics community at rampagenetwork.com. I am Fess of Fessworks.com, among other things. And with me, just one co-host, Mark Savory of AutumnLake.com. Welcome.
Hello.
And let's see. We didn't have an episode last week because of Mother's Day. And, I'm going to say that this is possibly going to happen more often when there's a holiday on the weekend. Just so it's a good excuse to have time to do other things and not have to worry about cranking out another show. But I think it's fine since we've mostly been... Well, we update more weekly than Webcomics Weekly anyway. Not so weekly.
Nah.
Let's see. This week we have a special guest with us. Well, I don't know. Maybe not that special. No.
Hey!
We have Rebecca Migdal?
Migdal, yep.
That's awesome. Me. Yay! With us. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
And no problem, and thanks for coming on. And your website is rosettastonecomic.org, correct?
Rosettastonecomic.com, actually.
Oh, well, then you got to change your YouTube.
Oh, it says org?
It says org.
Uh-oh. That's bad.
Let's see where that goes.
Does it work?
Nope. I was thinking it might be one of those porn sites, but it's just the address not found. Right.
Well, I used to have a .org URL up there. I have gonzocomics.org, and I guess I didn't change the com to the org when I switched it over. So bad me. Now, see, I had to go on a podcast to find that out.
Well, all righty then.
I blame Fess. I think it's his fault.
Well, everybody blames me. And
it's hackers, definitely.
Yeah, half the time I am responsible. But... you can also be found on YouTube under the username, Rebecca Migdal.
Rebecca Migdal, yes.
Let's see. For everyone in the audience, whoever they may be, the point of this show is basically I don't really have a good title in my head yet of how to call it, but basically presenting comics or sequential art in different ways. Ways that are not static pictures like we normally have. And while some of this you can think about like in... why am I going to make examples now? We'll go over the examples. Starting with Rebecca's comic, which I saw briefly from a Project Wonderful ad somewhere. And then when I looked back, it wasn't there, so I had to go try to find it again in my history or something. And basically, you have a regular updating strip comic site.
It's a daily web comic, 7 days a week at this point. So,
okay, awesome.
I have the strength of 10.
All right, until your buffer runs out, right?
Or the coffee runs out.
Well, you don't just throw some panels up every day. Eventually, you put a bunch of them together, and why don't you tell us what you do with them?
Well, I do video readings. So what I'll do is I'll take the panels or pages, depending on how it's configured, into After Effects and do a motion graphic that's timed to fit in with an audio reading with original music of the comics. So I'm working with my partner, Andy Laetes, and he's an incredible musician. And my dog, Bailey the Poodle, also participates. He loves to bark and sing along when Andy plays his various instruments like the harmonica or the tenor sax. And so you can see him credited in some of my videos. And then, of course, I also read. And sometimes I include actual video footage of us. Mm-hmm. Mixed in, you know, as narrators, sort of, you know, along the lines of those old-timey horror shows where you used to have somebody in, like, a push-up bra and, like, long eyelashes and, like, slinky black dress, you know, introducing horror shows. I mean, I figured it fit in with the zombie thing somehow. I don't know. So I've been having a lot of fun with it. It's just been really, really a blast. And I figured it was one way to get people involved in the story, you know, because I wouldn't say I'm trying to compensate, but my story is a little complicated because it's actually three different intertwining storylines. And I've been working on these stories for about 12 years. And this is my sort of big rollout. And so I wanted people to be able to get up to speed pretty quickly if they wanted by watching the videos. And, you know, since I'm an animator also, it's a kind of a way of leading into doing animated shorts using my comics characters. So.
All right. Yeah. And, well, actually, the first one I saw was, I guess it's four away now. It's Confessions of a Horny and Slightly Mad Cartoonist.
Yes, I've been gotten into big trouble for that particular piece over the years. One of the reasons why it's taken me so long to publish my comics was because I was in relationships with people who didn't approve of my comics and, husbands of various sorts and, you know, ex-husbands now and ex-lovers. And now I have a partner who's actually encouraging and supporting my work as opposed to censoring it and, you know, calling me nasty names because I am a cartoonist. So, this goes out to all you other cartoonists out there. Just keep going. Your comics will live on, you know. Don't let people stop you. Even if it destroys all your relationships, it's worth it.
Well, can you tell us a little bit about, well, I guess you see there's three intertwining parts. Can you go into them at least a little bit?
Sure, yeah. I mean, the overarching thing is what I call a paramnesium.
Whoa, hang on. I think we lost audio.
Hello.
Hi. Sorry about that. All my connections just died.
That was exciting.
It was terrible. I'm going to make sure. You sound far away again.
I do. Oh, I just have to. I have to cozy up to the mic just a little bit.
Okay.
Okay.
So you were about to, like, go into everything.
I was about to tell you the story of my life in 10 words or less.
All right, go.
Okay. So there's the three storylines are Rosetta Stone itself, the paramnesium, which is an unreliable memoir based on my life, only fictional and embarrassing as possible to me.
Okay.
And then there's Zombie Punk, which is the one that's running right now. Is the story, the saga of the life, death, and afterlife of Nert No Brain, which is also not based on any real person, and which is about a famous person, and who is a ghost of a rock star that haunts Rosetta, and she does very bad, naughty things with him, and it changes her life. And then the third one is called Cock Robin's Wedding, or Cock Robin, and it's the story of the god Eros, and he is completely fixated on the goddess Artemis because she's the one woman that he can never have. So he's been pursuing her throughout eternity, and in this story he finally gets the girl. But is it a good thing or a bad thing? That's what you have to decide. So these three stories interact with each other, and they kind of interlace with each other in ways that I don't want to really spoil it by telling.
Right.
The characters I think are quite funny and and it's not for kids.
Oh, well, that's not anything that's unusual in this show. Mark, do you have any questions? I'm just rattling away.
Yes, I'm curious. How long does it take to put one of the videos together?
Well, I don't know that I've really kept track of the total amount of time. We do work pretty hard on them, but also, I mean, we're fortunate in that we have both of us a lot of professional experience with production, music production, and drama. So I would say that, you know, if we spent an evening or an afternoon, we could probably record the audio for two or three of them at one time. And then editing usually takes me a day to edit one together, really a full day, and put it up. So it's not that bad. It could be like a 16-hour day, though, or like, you know, depending on when I start, I could be up all night, but.
You use After Effects for all that, you said.
After Effects and some sound edit, sound booth and Premiere. And I have a really bad mic at home. This is a wonderful microphone that I'm using right now. I'm actually at the K-Jam studio in Seattle. So I have the opportunity to use equipment that I don't normally have access to for this podcast.
Awesome.
Have to back pocket it on your way out.
Five-finger discount.
Unfortunately, they're relatives of mine, so I think they'd figure out who it was.
Oh, wow.
Too bad. And it's screwed to the desk anyway. So
that's true.
do you do all that in Mac or on a PC?
I work on a Mac, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Because I thought After Effects was Mac. I wasn't sure.
Well, it's both. I mean, it's one of the Adobe Master Suite softwares.
I have to download that.
I don't have any. I have to download that.
I'll be needing to download that. I will.
I always wanted to do something.
Mark, you went far away again. I can't hear you.
I'm back.
No, it was Mark.
With the Flash or something, but I don't have any of those.
Mark, speak up.
I said I always wanted to do something with the Flash or editing like that or something like that, but I don't have any of it.
Well, one of my newest webcomic is the Cock Robin one, and I'm actually – that's the only one that I'm doing entirely on the computer instead of doing the black and white artwork by hand. And I'm actually doing it in Flash, and I'm creating sprites like Flash puppets.
Okay.
So what will – and this is just – getting started, but what will eventually hopefully happen is that these characters, which I'm setting up inside of comics frames, I'm setting them up so that I can pose them, you see, in different ways. That's how you do the Flash animation. And then I can eventually animate them because they'll have all these different poses built into the sprite. And so that's my grand scheme. So that'll be fun.
I need to get my hands on something like that then.
Yeah, it's I'm very fortunate that I have all this wonderful, expensive software, that, I was able to get fairly cheaply because I was teaching at a community college and I got on the cheap. So that
the
helps.
educational yes. version or discount or something. Yeah.
Well, it's the full version, but it's, you get an educational discount if you're
right.
A professor, yeah.
Nice. Very nice.
So, yeah, there are a few other people doing it. I was just looking at one on YouTube just now. Let's see now. It was kind of an anime thing. Looks like a lot of people have been watching. I'm just kind of going back to it now. I changed, by the way, I changed it to .com, so now it is the correct URL.
See, your afternoon with that was wasted.
Yeah, now I can't seem to find it. But one of the things I noticed about that one was it doesn't have the person actually reading it. It's just, it's got, oh, Mark Crilley's Mickey Falls. There it is. Yeah. So when you look at that one.
Yeah.
You get music. There it is. You get this music looping around, and then you get the little bubbles going. You know, the text bubbles going, so you can read it to music, and it sort of rolls through it for you. So it's like having some, a page turner, that somebody to turn your page for you or something.
I'm actually trying to get him on the show too.
Uh-huh.
I got to send a new message to him about his How to Draw Blank series.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other YouTubers you want to plug?
Well, I'm not really, I don't know if I'm really plugging, I'm just babbling, but I know, for example, after I had already started doing these videos, I went to the New England Webcomics Weekend, and Ryan Somer and Lard D'Souza were there, and they were talking about how Slaughter Your World had like 4 million hits, and it sort of propelled their webcomic into another level, having that little animation on YouTube, because it had so many people watching it.
Right.
And so I was like, oh, maybe that'll happen to me. But right now, tens of people are watching my videos. I've exploded onto the scene yet. But
well, after this show, you'll get a few more tens.
Oh. Yeah, a few more tens. Tons of tens.
Tens of tens. Wow. Well, that's kind of, I don't know, that sounds optimistic.
Being on the Beacon got me at least 2 more readers.
There you go. Well, you have to be optimistic to be in this field. Very optimistic.
I guess.
and a bit of a masochist, I think, on some level.
There is
just
that.
Punish ourselves, yeah.
Well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, we'll cover a couple more examples before, I guess, the show will turn into chaos or something. So we're going to take a quick break. Yosh at YoshSaga.com is about an alternate Earth with a buried past of magic sealed away and forgotten, until one of the Magi bloodline managed to release some of its power back into the world, causing mass transformations and re-empowering magic bloodlines. 10 years after a modern group of friends in this changed world unravel the events of the past and prepare for a history to repeat itself. As serious as that sounds, it's mostly a comedy. Yosh at YoshSaga.com. I guess we're back.
Oh, wait, that was quick. I didn't leave.
Oh.
Well, I see. I'm going to cut and put in a little sound bite in between. So that's why I chop them up, so I can add the sound bites in between to help space out the things so nobody gets bored from too long of listening. Let's see. Other than presenting comics and with music, moving pictures, and a video, there are other ways to present comics or anime or such on the web, and a lot of times it does involve animation or Flash. Well, I know that if you go to Scott McCloud's website, he has a couple of Infinite Canvas stories on there. There's one about, I guess I think it's a coffee shop with a woman working in the coffee shop, and it's like this one big long string, and the entire thing's in Flash, but there's like, it's like choose your own decision type of thing, and you can go off and break off into short things that'll end in a different way, and there's like several of these along the way. That is definitely one different way to present something. I know on what is that? Minos the Minotaur.
Mm-hmm.
I think for Strip one of like either the year or 100 or something like that. It's entirely HTML based, but he did have this thing where you went through and it was like choose your own adventure for a few pages and such.
Uh-huh.
That is another way.
Yes, the web, the interactivity of the web, and also the lack of constraint to page size gives you a lot of options that you don't have in print comics. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing you could do that I've been thinking about is using comics as a form of divination, which I think it would be a really fun way to get people involved. Those little folded paper fortune tellers that we used to make as kids, and you'd ask a question and it would say, you know, you stink or something when you open the flap.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Wait. I've done this before. Okay, I am recording. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, good. Yeah, always good. I had made a paper fortune teller with some of my characters in it, and it was supposed to be to give you bad advice about your love life, which is one of my favorite things to do. And so I thought, what if this were online and you could do it in Flash as a game? And, you know, but instead of just having the same 8 answers forevermore, which is really, I mean, once you've seen all 8 of the answers, you're like, ha ha, that now I don't want to play anymore. So what if it could grab stuff from your comic and like always be different, you know, just like randomly. Right. And right. So there's actually some talk here about developing something using a kind of a divination software that my sister and brother-in-law have created called Rose Crux, which works on the internet to draw in all kinds of information in a very random way, and to sort of create a sort of miniature version of that, that you could use, you know, that I could use with the Rosetta Stone comic as a divination game, and that people could customize for themselves and just sort of start grabbing things randomly based on, you know, their own intuition. And,
are you talking about storytelling in this way?
I'm talking about combining storytelling with a game, okay. Essentially a fortune telling game.
Okay.
So, I know you're speaking specifically of ways of telling stories, like, you know, talking about like a, you choose your own adventure thing. I mean, that's essentially making a more random version of the story because you're saying, well, these are your options for how to end the story. So a fortune telling game.
That's not entirely random, though.
Not entirely, because there's specific sets of answers, and right. And the fortune teller is the same thing. It's like you ask a question, and there's 8 possible answers you could get. So sort of riffing off of that. Maybe are we already in chaos now?
No, well, we kind of are. So I want to bring it back and talk about. I thought you were almost talking about there. I forget which comic it is, but there's some comic online which it's only 3 panels, but there's no forward or there's no forward or previous. There's no beginning. There's no latest. It's basically you click the next button and it will randomly grab from a set of first panel strips, first panel panels, second panel panels, and third panel panels.
Awesome.
And
you could do that with dinosaur comics really easily. That would be... That'd be great. I mean, the dinosaur comics are, you know, they seem like all like interchangeable, the first, second, third. You know.
Or red meat, possibly.
Yeah.
So I'll try to figure out which comic that was. Maybe someone in the chat room knows which one I'm talking about. I think they don't update it anymore. It doesn't look like anybody knows. I'll try to find out what it is. I could find out right now, and I can just cut this out. Listings go to
here in real time.
There's a Flash based comic that's pretty cool called Cybertropolis.
Mm.
And this one, you get to see, you go to one of these animated things and you see the first panel, and to go to the next one, there's a little arrow and everything sort of slides over and you navigate it that way. And it's all about robots, but it's a really interesting thing. They must spend a lot of time on it, I would think.
I'm confused. Everything slides over.
Yeah, you have a little viewer there, and you're looking at the first panel, and there's a little arrow, and you press it, and it just takes you over to everything slides off to the left, and you're on the second panel, and then.
Oh, so the viewer sort of moves from panel to panel for you?
Yeah, it's almost like a film strip on its side.
Yeah.
Instead of up and down, it goes
I thought about doing that, like making a little flash viewer so that people could see the detail of the, you know, of the panels better. Then get something where they could zoom in and out, you know, and they could look at the whole page and how it's laid out, but then they could focus in on one panel, you know, more easily. But then I ended up, that's one of the reasons I ended up doing these videos, because I wanted, you know, I wanted to control everything, you know, like control how people see it. You're like, look, you have to look at this now, and I want you to feel that. You know, it's like,
you're an auteur.
Ooh, I'm like, yeah, I have to give people an experience, and that gives me the option to do it. And it's like leading somebody through by the hand through your little dream. Like, look, and now there's this, and now it's the sad part, and, you know, things like that.
Oh, I found the comic.
Yay!
It's at supermegatopia.com under the comics section, and it's Random Comics Theater. Three panels, beginning, middle, and end. And here's just an example. First panel, there's just like a yak guy or whatever. And it says, after tying his shoe in the street, Mighty Yak looks up to find, next panel, Buckethead, who has assimilated everything in his path and some stuff that wasn't. In the third panel, but before anything could happen, everyone is interrupted by a Kiwi parade. So, yeah.
It works.
Yay. You see here, there's did you guys still have something to talk?
I was just going to say, that reminds me of the exquisite corpses that you do, like especially in cartooning school, where like everybody does a first panel and then you fold it and then, you know, you hand it to the next person and they know what the character is, but they don't know what's going to happen next. So they just, you know, like that. It's fun.
Yeah, it's almost kind of like a comic jam also as well.
Exactly. Yeah.
Other ways to present. Well, it starts to deviate from comics at this point. Like there's Kid Rad from back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember Kid Rad?
Mm.
Okay. It's a pixel.
Is he anything like Kid Rock?
No. Kid Rad and Rad has two D's .com.
Okay.
And it was basically GIFs, animated GIFs.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's a pseudo sprite comic based, and the comic is as if the sprites are actually from video games, and
right.
Worked in a way where, you know, you could click next and everything, but it was presented in a different way originally, because it doesn't work in the newer browsers that well anymore. It works with the really, really older browsers from like 2002.
Mm-hmm.
And it was basically images on top of each other, and they would slowly change and react and such like that. When you press the button, some would disappear, or, you know, some had transparencies, and it'd be all this. It's a roundabout way to present a comic, if you know, it could be done in Flash, probably more easily these days,
right?
But like, I don't know anybody who else has done this before. But if you can get it to work, it's a really cool story, and it is definitely a different way to present it. Almost like it's an animated comic, really, is what it is.
Mm-hmm. So the little characters are actually moving, and then when you click forward, there's some of the characters go and others appear, and
yeah, and the scenes will change, or they'll loop until you press next.
Mm-hmm.
They'll do the same thing. And that's a really, really good one. There's a downloadable version that people can go on. Opera is recommended, apparently, to work. And there's, like, music that goes along with it. It's been a while since I've seen it. I'll get that in the show links. And there's also MS Paint Adventures, if anyone's seen that. This is where you get your choose-your-own type of adventure, kinda. Basically, at least the current story, anyway. I know there's like Homestuck, Problem Sleuth, Bard Quest, and Jailbreak are other types of stories that this guy does, and it's done in Flash. But basically, it gives you your main character, and they're sort of like controls like a game, but not directly. It's indirectly controlled by suggestions, I guess, in the forum or whatever, of what the character should do next. And the guy will, you know, spend some time and do the next suggestions or some of them. And then update it later, and then you just keep on clicking along. And so it's not like true choose your own adventure for any reader. It's basically readers can participate while he's creating the comic.
Ah, so he's like taking requests.
That is how I believe it works. I think they all the different stories operate a bit differently. But I have yet to go through them all. But definitely, these are different ways to present pictures to people. let's see what time we're at right now. We are at 13 minutes for this section of the podcast. Just go to the chat room to see if anybody in there is paying attention. They're talking about Reese's peanut butter cups. Nipples,
yiffing, with cheese in a can, and tea, and
I am not a control freak. I think the chat room's lost. There's no saving it. No, doggy got it.
There's purring, and sexting and yiffing and stuff.
Crazy people. Well, that is basically all I had as far as examples for the show of what the topic is of what we're talking about. Unless you guys have any other. Oh shoot, we lost somebody again.
Not me. Is Rebecca still there?
Nope, she got disconnected.
There we go. There's a little self-promotion going on there, Jason.
Busy. Well, I'll try to get Rebecca back. If we don't get Rebecca back, I would like to thank Rebecca for coming on to the show. Again, you can check out Rebecca's stuff at rosettastonecomic.com. And you can also find her on YouTube as user Rebecca Migdal, M-I-G-D-A-L. Connected
with
her
stuff there. Yeah.
And we may try to get her back on for a proper goodbye. But
that's like waking up from a nap so you can go to bed, go to sleep.
Wake up! It's time to go to bed.
I hey, just want to call you back. Take a bath.
Yeah.
Hey, I thought, Jason, that it was one experiment. Now you're saying it's two.
Both of the girls, in case one of them should die.
We're going to totally kick-ass comic management system that has free kitty sex. I'm all for that. Meow.
What the hell, Neko? What is your problem?
I think it's the same one I have.
The person whom you're trying to
reach is currently unavailable. Motherhood's the experiment.
Who?
Right?
What?
Jason is saying that each of the kids is their own experiment, but I would think that...
They're two simultaneously running experiments.
Which one's the control?
Other people's kids.
Okay. Just
maybe
saying.
Or her own childhood she's using for reference.
See, now why can't I have somebody text with me in real life? Oh.
How do you text? Wait a minute. How do you text with somebody in fake life?
Just saying. Okay, so stupid people's kids are the control. Okay.
Ooh, you're back.
Hi, we were just about to say goodbye to you, and you left.
I didn't mean to.
That's okay. Well, basically, Rebecca, we'd like to thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
And again, you can for the audio, so I don't have to cut it again. You can check out Rebecca's stuff at RosettaStoneComic.com and find her on YouTube as user Rebecca Migdal, M-I-G-D-A-L. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. Yay! Yay! And now, break time. Break it down. Doom, 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 get up. Doom, 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 doom.
The Webcomic Beacon is hosted on RampageNetwork.com.
Be sure to check out our weekly live broadcast on TalkShoe.com. Listen in, chat, or call in at webcomicbeacon.com/live.
Like,
see, that's my life. See, because that's what girls say. Do, 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 do. Can't touch this mark. Do, 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 do.
Well, we got... In any case, we have a million freaking milestones to go through.
Boy, we do. Why don't we just start with this one?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, I thought you... This one, you meant the one you had. But I got a list here.
Better.
All right. All right. Let's go through. Dang you! All right, we got a big list here, and I might have missed some. And if you've ever had a milestone, you send it to webcomicbeacon@gmail.com. If I missed it, be sure to let me know. I try to get them all. People try to tell me in other ways on my personal email address or as private messages elsewhere. You got to send it to my to webcomicbeacon@gmail.com because it's easier for me to remember and organize, et cetera, et cetera. But first off, let's start off with Sailor Renko at sailorrenko.com has hit 1 year. One Small Step is 3 years old, May 1st, almost 400 strips too, at osscomic.com. Sarah Zero has hit 400 strips, and in March, it actually hit its 6th-year anniversary. Not sure if we mentioned that, but there you go. Alone in a Crowd has hit its 100th comic at AIAcrowd.com, and it was a extra special, long, kind of a silly, crazy, fun strip. It was pretty funny. Tao of Geek has hit 2,000 strips at taoofgeek.com. Station V3 has hit 6 years at stationv3.com. The System Comic at systemcomic.com has hit 200 strips. Abandon First Vampire has hit 1 year at abandoncomic.com.
There's no driving a stake into that one. It's going strong. Just saying.
Dan and Mab's Furry Adventures has hit 1,000 strips. Congratulations,
wow.
Amber. Crossing Death at drunkduck.com/crossing_death has hit 200 strips. Ardra at ardracomic.com has hit 200 strips as well. Autumn Lake at autumnlake.com.
Nobody reads that.
Yeah, coming up at 800 strips.
800 on Wednesday.
And currently has Jenny Everywhere in the comic.
Jenny Everywhere, that's right.
Even I didn't get advanced knowledge about that, but...
So there.
I was like, woo, yay!
I bet you did that too.
Woo! I was seeing like the early signs. I was like, is he? I thought he was going to do blank next because you told me I'm not releasing it. And it's like, maybe it's going to be like that. It was like, it's Jenny! Because I'm a dork.
Did you do the little hand wavy thing too?
Woo! Probably.
little dance.
Also, School Spirit has hit 700 strips, and I think it's coming up on some year.
I want to say five.
I thought it was four or five, but
that's a lot.
And do you have any?
This Noise at this-noise.smackchiefs.com hit 100. And let's see. Monuments to Mediocrity has hit 200 strips. That's monumentstomediocrity.com. It's hit 200 strips. Wow. That's awesome.
Also, guys, we've talked about the zombie photo comic Night Zero before on this show. And they had, I don't recall if they have a second volume out yet, but I did pre-order the first volume, and I didn't get it because it was lost in the mail or something like that. Cause I just kind of like, oh yeah, there was supposed to be a book I pre-ordered. And so they resent it, and I just got it, and it was awesome. Not only is the book really cool, but it also came with a little baggie of a few Band-Aids and some gauze. It came with a shot glass, a double shot glass with Night Zero on it. And it came in this, I think it's a simple hemp medical bag that says Night Zero Survivor on it.
Neato.
Yeah, it's pretty damn sweet. So you guys check that out. I believe it's nightzero.com.
Wow. I pre-ordered some stuff as well, though I haven't got it yet. Tiny Kitten Teeth. We all know about Tiny Kitten Teeth, a comic.
Right.
That's made like very similar to the old Golden Books or early Disney concept art and stuff.
Right.
They have a really cool t-shirt of an owl getting blasted. And speaking of drinking, and it's very awesome, awesome stuff. So it's affordable. So if you go to Tiny Kitten Teeth, try to pre-order one of them things because they look really cool.
All right, yeah, so, that is really cool. It's all of it is painted actually. I think I read that it's actually painted and scanned.
And yeah, except for the dialogue text, I think they typed that in. I think, but yeah, the artwork is all painted. And it's all in that old-timey Golden Books, Disney-ish concept art type art that's gorgeous. Really great stuff.
And
very Eames era. Very Eames. Yeah.
let's see. What else do we got in here as far as news goes? Am I recording? I am recording. Nope. I'm always worried about that. Let's see here. Also, if anybody remembers Wagon Webcomic Battle at wagonwebcomicbattle.com,
yeah,
the Gamma deck has recently been released, and actually it did make an appearance at PenguinCon, and I met Mike, and we played a few hands and everything. It was pretty cool, pretty fun. It was fun playing my characters for a change. Well, not for a change, but it was actually fun playing my characters that are in the thing. Currently trying to see if we can do something with the booster packs where people could try to develop like 8 or so cards for extra booster packs that don't interrupt the decks. But but it's turning out to be a really fun game. And
I was trying to convince Mike he should do a mark card that would like you would lose points if he met across a girl webcomic character. You'd have like negative 90 charisma or something. Or lose a turn every time a girl played a card or something.
Mark's defense would drop.
Something would go wrong for poor. If you have that, you probably don't want that card in your deck. It'd probably be the one they try to stick you with.
Well, you got to talk to him and see if you can get in for whatever comes after Gamma. I have no idea. Delta. Delta deck. Yeah, I think that's it. Check that out, wagonwebcomicbattle.com. Right now, honor roll, what was I on a roll with? Nothing. Tanya's not here with us this week.
No.
So hopefully next week. But I did get a message from Mark Mekes, who apparently has started another comic because who knows? And that's Agent LF, which is at agentlf.com. I haven't got a chance to take a look at it yet, but just because I said I'd plug it, and here it is, Mark Mickey said, agentlf.com. So check that out, as well as, you know, Zordic and ETIPI. All right. Now,
so PenguinCon.
We already...
Was that what we're going to talk about next?
Not really.
Oh, well, okay.
Well, we can, but...
Unless you had a plan, I wasn't sure.
I have a little bit of a plan, an inkling of a plan. And just because everybody knows, we have Project Wonderful Ads on our site.
Oh, we do, don't we?
Yeah, and two heavy advertisers, at least, have been advertising with us lately. The first one is Gypsy Girl Press, which is... Remember, we talked about the webcomic Gypsy. Well, there's other sorts of comics that the guy does, John Peters, and that's all findable on gypsygirlpress.com. So you can check it out. It's really cool. But one that actually is being this week's sponsor, not because he actually went through the sponsor process, but since we were off last week... all of last week and on the Sunday of last week when we would have recorded, he actually has been having the entire tower ad for the whole week. And I think that more than well makes up for a sponsoring. So, and that is Yosh, which has been mentioned before and it has advertised with us before at Yosh.
It has been mispronounced by you before, but yes. I think you have it right this week.
Yeah, it's YoshSaga.com. And
gosh, Fess, how... could I take advantage of a advertising deal on the webcomic Beacon?
Well,
can you tell me?
Yes, and I'm glad you asked that, Bart. Very, very cool question. In fact, if you want to be really cool, you can advertise with us on our Project Wonderful ads all throughout the week at webcomicbeacon.com. We've got a leaderboard, a tower, and at the very bottom of the homepage, we have a banner ad, which actually will replace itself at the bottom of each post when you go through the archives. So when we hard link a particular episode, there will be the banner right at the bottom of the post, usually all on the same page without scrolling. But if you'd like to get mentioned on the show, just make sure you got the highest ad on Sunday while we're doing the show, and we mention everyone that's advertising with us, like today... since we're doing the show, we start at 3 p.m. Eastern, live almost every week. Gypsy Girl Press, as we mentioned, it has our leaderboard. Yosh has our tower ad. And our banner is Outrageous Fortune. And that's at Harrington-Artworks, artworks as an art, WERKES.com, because it has to be difficult. Excuse me. And those are the people who are advertising with us this week. But of course, a special shout to Yosh because they've advertised all week and it's really cool. And I'm actually going to go through the show and you probably already heard it already if you had the MP3, but I got to add those little promo clips where I try to get everything said in the proper amount of time to promote the comic.
What a great way to promote your comic on the webcomic Beacon.
Right. And people can sponsor an individual shows for just $10 if they have a comic related website. And if you don't, well, it's $20 then.
Wow. The opportunities never end, do they, Fess?
No, they don't. They do. Only limit one sponsor per episode.
That is so awesome.
Well, there's really not that much to mention this week for the webcomic Beacon, other than if anybody has any webcomic Beacon type of news or milestones, you can send a message to webcomicbeacon@gmail.com. Try not to message me at my personal Gmail, just so it organizes a lot better for me later and things won't get missed as often. Sometimes still get missed. So, in any case, if we got a few things coming down with you. Coming down. No. We got a few things coming down.
It's coming down.
Yeah, we got a few things in the works, trying to get some shows lined up. We're going to try to get Adam Smithy of Apple of...
Discord.
I keep thinking Chaos. Apple of Chaos was the 24-hour comic he did. Apple of Discord is his main comic. We're going to try to get him on the show. And with all four of us, we'll be talking about how not to make a webcomic, which was a panel we did at PangoCon, which was pretty cool and got the most, you know, audience members than I could ever hope for my 8 a.m. on Sunday panel on Jenny Everywhere. But, yeah. In any case, that is all for this week of the Webcomic Beacon. I'm Fess of PSIWebcomic.com.
And I'm Mark of AutumnLake.com.
That's all for the Beacon. Be sure to tune in next week.
What the people want. Deviations, me to break down, and time to say boobies, and you to hate things.
Hate.